Father, we thank you for this worship experience. We thank you for your presence in our life, for who you are, all that you've done, and all that you're doing right now. I ask the Lord God to always do hide behind the cross of God and speak to these your people. You might be transformed, you might be glorified. All that takes place in the sanctuary on this day. Yeah. Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Take my breath away, amen. But the Lord is worth it. Yes, amen.
Amen.
Amen. I'm just glad I can still sing. Amen. Well, maybe not to look like it, but I mean, I'm, you know, making a joyful noise unto the Lord, amen. I want to thank my sister coming all the way from North Kakalaki. Amen. You can go give him some praise, man. Thank Brother Brashlow for the word last week. Sam Hillman for the week before that, right? It was 2 weeks ago. Amen. And I say the same thing when I come back. It's just true is that sometimes you don't know how much of a break you need until you take it. Amen.
Amen.
Get away, you know, because, you know, we love the Lord and we want to keep going. But every now and then, you just got to step back, you know, and see what your God is doing. I tell you what, he made a beautiful ocean, as you can see. It just goes, just keeps on going. He's a great God. Amen. Great God. So we're going to go ahead and get into the word of the Lord today. There's a lot going on. Just in case you all didn't hear, the governor has passed another law of ordinances. And so at 12 midnight tonight, some more restrictions are coming back. Masks are going to be required pretty much everywhere you go. Amen. Up and down the street and all that, places like that. Places of gathering is going to be limited to 25 people, and we're still fine. With the numbers we have here, because what the technical aspect of it, the 25 people only, all the people who are sitting there who are not actually involved in the service. Doesn't include musicians, doesn't include me, doesn't include ushers, doesn't include people cleaning. So we're fine because we don't have 25 now, so we're going to be fine. But you just should know that COVID, I can't say it's back because it never went anywhere. It's just that people are not taking the precautions. 6 feet back, you know, covering up, washing hands, not touching your face. I've come so used to not touching my face. I wasn't even conscious that real guy used to touch my face all the time. But now that you think about it, it's like I gotta sit on my hands at times just so I don't put my hand in my face, you know. But you got to take these precautions because it's serious. Amen. And I know that they've progressed a lot and the mortality rate actually is not as great as it used to be, but people still die. You know, and so you got to take these precautionary measures. And so I just want to talk today. I don't give a brother much time. I just want to talk today about how to be content in a volatile society. Amen. How to be content? I mean, how can you have the joy of the Lord? Because y'all have been Zoom and on Facebook, man. Y'all didn't see me before they turned the mic and stuff on. We had a good time, didn't we? They were listening to me sing. I was running up and down on the stage. You know, they came in, stopped playing music, and you know, I forgot all about that. Y'all had a crazy election going on. Amen. I did, you know, honestly, you just get up in the house and you start, you know, rejoicing in the Lord. And then, you know, wow, reality comes back in. You come back to the society because where me and Gloria were, we forgot everything was going on. We really did. Yeah, we didn't think about it too much. You know, it's one of those things. I didn't answer phones, and apologize to those who called. And I fasted from technology. Yes, I did. Wouldn't answer the phones, no emails, no texts, none of that good stuff like that. And just kind of did stuff we had to do. But then you come back. And one day in the office, and vacation's gone. Amen. One day and it's gone. You know, you start listening to people because people got issues, people got problems, things are going on in their life. One of the people who are listening here, I'm not going to mention her name, but her son, I called her up to tell her something else. She told me that her son has COVID, you know, so we're praying for him. You know, and so these things are still alive, you know. There was a demonstration over in D.C. yesterday, and we had to prepare over here because we didn't know if it was still over. And, you know, and it's not over yet. You know, people are still kind of got a lot of unrest going on, and all of these anti-government people are coming up. We still have the issue about police reform, you know. I mean, it's just so much stuff going on, you know. And young folk can't go to school, you know, and they're not learning properly because it's kind of hard for young kids to kind of learn on Zoom and things like that. So it's just a whole lot of stuff going on. Amen. But the thing I really believe in is the Bible got an answer. Amen. It does. The Bible has an answer for everything that we go through. I just don't think we use it enough because out of all this stuff going on, I haven't heard God's name mentioned once. I haven't. They're talking about science and technology, it's going to get the virus and all that. Don't they understand that God controls science? He is. Yeah, he said. People say, well, they don't match. No, they do match because you couldn't have signs without God. That's right. All those laws God put in place, laws of gravity, God put that in place. And you can't do anything about it. You can go on that roof if you want to and walk off, and then you can walk out. But his law said you're coming down. Amen. And if God wants this to continue, guess what happened? It will continue. Amen. Amen. He will allow us to come up with a vaccine in his time. Yes. Amen. Amen. It's God doing all of this. God is working on this. We only move, live, and have our being because of God. And so you must learn how to be content in whatever situation you find yourself in. Amen. Amen. That's what Paul did. Paul told us in Philippians, he said, you got to learn. He said, it's something you got to understand. That it's a learning experience. Amen. He had gotten to the point where he needed to understand this, and I'm not going to stay here long, but I just want to talk to you a little bit about this thing that we're talking about as far as us moving forward, and because we're not going to stop because of anything. Amen. We still got a mission to do. We're going to have our church meeting on December the 12th. Coming up to kind of give you guys an idea where we're going. That's why you're having all these presentations, because we want to do the budget and show you where the money is going, how we're still moving in ministry, and the ministry is still moving and existing. We're helping out with this pregnancy, OAR, Alive, CYEP, Bethany House, Brother Chris Sick. I don't know if he used to be a pastor, Chris Sick. Now he's planting a church. And then we also have a Pastor Gabrielle, who has the Ethiopian church here now with us. After we leave out, they come in. They had baptism a couple of weeks ago. So, I mean, ministry's still moving, amen? Still moving in the midst of all this that's going on. And so we're learning how what? To be content. And to continue to do the ministry that God has given us, despite all the volatility, all the naysayers, all the negativity that's going around here. And we need to understand that God gave us the answer right here in the Bible. Paul says that he says, I have learned in whatever situation I am in there to be content. Amen. Which meant that he had to go through some things. Because see, you got to understand that learning means that you gain, you've acquired the knowledge or the skill in something or the study, the experience of being taught in something that you can deal with. And so we've never been in a pandemic before like this. Amen. And so we, but over time, I mean, it's been since March that we've learned some things. Amen. We've learned some things. I mean, I told you a couple weeks ago, and I can't stop doing what God has allowed me to do since March. And he's been gracious enough to allow me to continue to do it without catching the virus. It wasn't because I had on a mask. It wasn't because I did 6 feet away. It wasn't because I kept washing my hand and not touching my face. It wasn't because, it was by his grace. It's by his grace. You know, it's all this is by God's grace, but you got to understand, I've learned to trust him. Amen. I just learned to trust the Lord. In all my ways, I acknowledge him. I said, Lord, I'm going to go out here, be with me. He ain't asking me where I'm going, because he already know where I'm going. I think, Lord, you know where I'm going. No, he already, he know that. He's allowing me to go there. But Lord, you be with me. Give me sense. Just touch my face. Give me common sense. See, I said, oh, that's like my face. Oh. But God is able. And you got to learn, right, to be content with where you are. He said, I've learned the secret of facing, and he's using hunger and abundancy, but I've learned the secret to deal with what I have to deal with in the midst of conflict. I've learned the secret. What's the secret? Is to take all the precautions that we know about the virus and do them religiously. Amen. Amen. That's right. You know, you talking to folk, put it on. You know, don't take any chances, because you might even have it, you might be asymptomatic. Amen. You might be giving it to somebody. So you gotta take precautions that you don't make sure you give it to somebody else. Amen. And so we gotta go there. We're learning these things. But see, the key is that we can do all things. Through Christ. Amen. Remember, I told you a couple of weeks ago when I was in Colossians 1:29, I said, what? He's working through us. It's his strength. All that we do, we can't take any credit for it. We're only doing it because of who God is. Amen. And so as we're preparing for our church meeting on December the 12th, I can't remember the thing we talked about we were going to do. We said that in this whole process, through the rest of this year, going into next year, we only got 6 weeks. We've been in next year, amen. And I think COVID's still going to be here. I'm just letting y'all know that I believe. They can talk all they want to about Pfizer having this vaccine. Most of y'all too afraid to take it anyway, so I know COVID's still going to be here. Come on now, I know who, come on. Y'all want to take a flu shot, help me somebody. So I still gonna be here. But guess what? The year's still gonna come. Amen. Thanksgiving's coming up. Amen. Take precautions. Amen. I know you like to get together with the family. They're gonna come on over. You ain't seen Nick. Nick coming from New York and North Carolina. They come all the places. And y'all gonna get together. And they gonna eat the turkey and all. Have a great time. You're gonna say, see, nothing happened. Again, 2 weeks later, you hooked up because you didn't take precaution. You didn't learn. Huh? You can learn and then be content and you can trust the Lord. But Lord said, I can do all things through him who strengthens me. And he said, I gave you a brain to think with too. Amen. To make sound decisions. And you can enjoy this life. And so as we get into we're moving forward, because I said one thing we're going to do, we're praying for the Lord's guidance. You remember that? That's what we're doing. See, in this whole process, I want to make sure y'all still praying that God's guiding us, that we're doing the right things for his glory. We're praying for the Lord's guidance. I believe we have the Spirit of God. Amen. And the Bible tells me the Spirit of God leads us in all truth. We're going to do the right thing. Amen. We're not going to take unnecessary precaution and do things like that to get folks in trouble. We're going to continue to worship the Lord like we always do. Amen. But we're taking precautions. Amen. I'm going to sing with this mask when I don't care how tired I get. Amen. until all y'all take the vaccine. And then see, once y'all take it, I don't have to take it. Help me somebody. But we're going to pray for the Lord's guidance. We're not going to change. That's our goal, right? That he might lead us in the direction we're supposed to go in. And we're going to continue to plan for the Lord's what? Glory. Everything we're going to do is for the Lord's glory. People say, well, y'all fixing the building. That's for his glory. Amen. Yeah, even the construction work is for God's glory. Not that we worship the building. We want to take care of that which belongs to the Lord. Amen. We take care of this. We take care of this. Amen. Yeah, God gave that to us. Amen. So the people, because as much as we like to get religious sometimes and say, well, the Lord's not in the building, it's in the building. But you know what? Unsaved folk right down the street, they see God. Yeah, don't get so theological. Just like, well, you know, building. Oh, no, yeah, no, you need a building. Because you know what? That's what they see. We got to take care of all that. That's why it's a symbol of who God is. That's right. And so we're going to take care of it. People keep seeing it. And they might come back in once this whole thing is over with. Amen. And we're going to rejoice in the Lord together. And so again, we're planning to do these things. We're planning for the budget. We're planning all these things for God's glory. The last thing I said is we will be productive by the Lord's grace. Yeah. The only reason why somebody was baptized in that pool last week, it wasn't because the EBO people out there and witnessed all that. That was a part of it. But it was by God's grace. Amen. Us hooking up with Alive and feeding all these folks every other Friday and this big coat drive we just did, giving folks coats, things like that. Again, that was what? By God's grace. And what? And it wasn't the end, but it was a means to an end to be able to share the gospel with people as we feed. As we give them coats, amen? That they might see the Lord in all of that. We don't take credit for that. It's by God's grace. And when we do that, we can learn to be content because we're still doing the ministry that the Lord has given us. Amen? Now, that wasn't my sermon. That was just to get y'all started. Why do we do that? And let me tell you why. I got into Lamentations last week when we did the lesson. I got into Lamentations why we do this. It's because when you are in a chaotic situation, when you are in places in this unknown that you've never been in before, you got to believe that God is who he says he is. In order for us to keep coming out of here every Sunday, amen, doing what we're doing now, we could be home and shut up and doing things for what we're doing. The only way we can do this is we got to believe that God is calling for us, not y'all on Zoom, not y'all on Facebook. Y'all probably doing what God told y'all to do, but we're doing what God told us to do. Amen. And you wouldn't do it if you didn't think he was God. Amen. You wouldn't do it if you didn't think he was God. But in Lamentations 3, turn there very quickly, and I'm going to close. And Lamentations 3, we taught this lesson on Monday, and I had one of those aha moments. Because, see, we're in that situation now where we don't really know what's going to happen, what's going on. And that's where they were, right? The Israelites were there. They had been just taken into captivity. They didn't know what the heck was going on. They said, hey, look, we are the promised people. We were in the promised land. And guess what? Maybe the promise wasn't true because we're out of it now. And we're in captivity, and we don't know what's going to happen. And you know what the Lord told them to do? He told them to be content. Didn't he tell them? When we went to Jeremiah, didn't he tell them? He said, be content where you are. He said, what? Build houses, what? Have families. He said, continue on with life in the midst of your captivity. He said, don't stop living. Amen? He said, because you're going to be there for 70 years. Amen. But I want you to continue to do the things I told you to do. And then in Lamentations, he kind of gives you a synopsis. In Lamentations 3, it's about, really, it's a picture of a man who has gone through a whole lot And in that whole line he's going through, look at what it actually says up there in verse, y'all 3 yet? I'm not going to take a whole lot of time, but y'all 3 yet? Look up there in verse 18. It says, and so I say, my endurance has perished. That brother had gone through so much. See that? He about to what? He said, I'm giving up. My endurance has perished. Look what he says. So has my hope from the Lord. Come on, now, don't tell me since March, every now and then you ain't got that point that this is going on too long. I want to get back to normal. Lord, what's up? What's going on? Where are you? People got COVID that you know of. Some of them actually died. Amen. Matter of fact, if you go back to 17, it says that it got so bad, it said, I have forgotten even how to be happy. Come on now. He said, I've forgotten. This COVID will knock you down every now and then. Because you get up and say, oh, I got to do this again. And you touch something, oh, man. And you start, you wonder, do I have it? You know, you start, you got a regular cold. And you think, you know, I got to test it. I'm serious. You know, it's like, Lord, I'm tired. I'm so afraid. I don't know what's going on. I can't even be happy anymore. I'm afraid to talk to you. I can't go visit you. I don't know what I'm going to do. What's going on? I lost hope in the Lord. And you will do that until you come to yourself. Amen? Look at verse 19. So I remember my afflictions and my wanderings and my wormwood and gall. He says, my soul continually remembers it and bowed down within me. 21 is key. It says, but y'all would be careful when you see but in the Bible. Amen? My wife told me and said, what? It's a contrast? A conjunction. Conjunction. See, my wife just been ignorant. She said, it's a conjunction. She said, when you see but, something about to happen. Amen? 21 said, but this I call to mind. Now, see, you go back to Philippians, and if you haven't learned, you can't what? You can't recall it to mind. But if you were there and you've gone through the experience and you actually learned something, you learn how to be content, you can recall it to mind. He said, but I recalled it to mind, and therefore I have hope. Despite the fact that ain't nothing changed. Nothing has changed from 17 to 21. Except for his thinking. His theology kicked in. He began to remember who God is. In the midst of this COVID pandemic, don't forget who God is. Amen. Don't want, yeah, I know Pfizer and all them guys that got y'all excited, but don't forget who God is. Amen. I think it says that, but I call this to mind, now I got hope. I don't have hope in Pfizer. I'm just letting y'all know it right now. But I got hope in God. Because I know what God can do. And what he is doing right now. Well, what is he doing? Look at 22. His steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. You got to remember that. Despite what we go through on a daily basis, God loves you. And he never stops loving you. This is what I love about God. He loved me even when I don't do what I'm supposed to do. God loved those who haven't accepted him yet. He loved those who will never accept him. He has a steadfast love. It's a real love. And it never stops. Why is that important? Because no matter where you are, no matter what you're going through, God loves you. And what can you do that love? Let me touch my face again. You can trust in God's love. You can trust his love. He has proven over the ages, and he has maintained a covenant relationship with humanity since creation. You are not about to be wiped off the earth because of COVID. Ain't gonna happen. God will step in on time. And people say, well, how do you know that? Because the rest of the Bible gotta be finished. Yes, I believe the Bible. COVID can't stop humanity because God has put it in there. It's gonna keep on going. He's made a covenant relationship with humanity since the beginning of time, and you can bank on that. Why? Because he loves us. From the beginning, when Adam and Eve screwed up, he could have said, that's it, let's start over. Just get rid of them two and get some more. But you know what he did? Even when they screwed up, he gave them some skin to cover their sin. Come on now. Come on. Come on now. He started right then and there. And then he kicked them out of the garden. And you say, why is it that? Grace. Why? Why did he? Did you ever understand that story? I know y'all got it in Bible school. Well, he had to get them out of there. Because had they eaten of the tree of life in their sinful state, they would have perpetuated themselves in a sinful state forever and could not have been saved. You understand that? Even him kicking them out was grace. So they would have a chance to be redeemed. Wow. Oh, come on, man. That's love. That's love. See, sometimes he does things in your life and you don't understand it, but it's actually love. You don't even understand it, but you say, oh, I'm showing you how much I love you. I'm loving you. Why? So you can trust his love, and he saved you through his love. People say, well, you told me last week, a couple weeks ago, I was saved by grace through faith. Yeah, you are, but that was an expression of his love. His grace and our faith he gave us is an expression of his love. That's why you read John 3:16, for God so what? Loved the world. That he gave his seat, that was the expression of his love. And because he does that, he also now gave us the ability to love. That's right. Yeah, I kept telling people. People say, man, how come you always say that you didn't love your wife when you got married? But I wasn't saying. That's right. I didn't know what love was. I don't know, but now I do. Amen. Because what? Because I have him. Yeah, that's what it says. And so you need to understand that we can trust his love, and his love never ceases. It never stops. And that's how much he loves you. And the other part of it is that he had mercy on you. Look at it. He says, not only love, his mercy never comes to an end. They are new every morning. When y'all said it, now you know where it came from. Amen. Folks got like to say stuff on the Bible, they don't know what God. It comes from Lamentations, one of the least read books of the Bible. Lamentations. It says that his mercies are new every morning. That word mercy can be compassion. It's his compassion. It's really his concern for you. Amen. His concern for you. And when you understand that and you grasp that, you realize that no matter what your misfortunes are, God is concerned about you. And you can tell because you did wake up this morning. Amen. Remember how you say that testimony? The Lord woke me up this morning. Yeah, you should see. Mercy. I came here today. Grace. Come on now. Your grace and mercy. Boy, if I could sing, I'd break out right now. They got, yeah, we turn a roof off this. Your grace and mercy. Come on now. Brought me through. I'm living this moment. What? Because of? Come on now. I'm telling y'all how good God is. Not was. How good God is. And he said that he loved, that's his character, his compassion, is because he's concerned and he cares for you. That's the last part. I'm taking my seat. He said he cares for you. He said that what? New, great, is faithful. That's it right there. It says, mercy again. They are new every morning. Great is your. He's talking to God. Great is your. Because I can't say great is my, because my faithfulness wanes a lot. But great is your faithfulness. Amen. He's talking about, he said, Lord, I can depend on you. The Lord is my portion, my soul. Therefore, look, I hope in him. Beloved, that's why you can be content in this volatile society that we're in. Because my hope is not in the fact that Biden won. Yeah, let me make that clear. It's not in the fact that Biden won and Trump lost. Don't get it twisted. My hope is in the fact that Christ is still on the throne. And that's where it always will be. This stuff down here can't affect Christ. You can't stop him. He's unstoppable. He is my portion. People say, what are you, Democrat or Republican? I said, same. That's what I am. That's my party. Amen. Amen. My vote always goes for Christ. Come on now. He says, the Lord is my portion. My soul says, therefore, I will hope in him. And beloved, as long as we keep our hope in him, there you will be found to be content. That's where your hope comes from. That's where your contentment comes from. Not in an election. Not in the fact that everybody else is losing their mind while you're still keeping yours. Amen. It's in the fact that you're saved by the grace of God. Look at 25. The Lord is good to those who wait for him. To the soul who seeks him. It is good that one should wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. Now he's not talking about our salvation. He's talking about our redemption. Our being coming out of this pandemic. Amen. That means coming out of trouble. That's what he's talking about. And I'm waiting for the Lord to make his move. When he makes his move, I know it's okay not to wear these anymore. Amen. Yeah, when he makes his move, I understand. I ain't got to wash my hands as much as I do now to the point where I got to keep using lotion on. Come on now. I can go back to touching my face. Come on now. I can go back to living a semblance of the life that I used to live because it probably will never get back to how I used to be normal. Amen. We're going to be taking some good God because we have learned that we can't go backwards. Well, how do you fit that back into Philippians about his faithfulness? I'm glad you asked, Isaac, because I'll get ready to close and you said that's that question. Think about the fact that Paul said, I've learned to be content. Paul went through a whole lot of stuff. Think about the fact that he said it in Philippians. Why? Because they were the ones who supported him. But why does that make sense now? It's because Paul didn't want to go to Philippi. Now, you read Acts 16. He was trying to go somewhere else. And he got the Macedonian call. The Spirit of God led him into all truth. And so he went in the direction where it caused him more pain than it probably would have, and he went somewhere else. And he got there. There was no church. Amen. There was Lydia. There was a slave girl. Amen. There was a jailer who beat him. And they started the church. There were three people. That's a crazy church, isn't it? Lydia and a slave girl in a jailer. And his family, they got a church. Think about that. No pastor, no deacon, no nothing. Church. Hey, we got a church. We're going. And out of the fact that he followed the Lord's calling. He did what the Lord wanted to do. He suffered a whole lot. And in that process, he learned to be content. And guess what? He had to do that to fulfill what the Lord's calling on his life. You know why? Because when you read the Bible, it says that and no other church supported me but the one in Philippi. Had he not done what the Lord told him to do, he wouldn't have any support that he needed. And God's faithfulness, God said, you do what I told you to do, I'll take care of the rest. It might not like seem like you what you want me to do, what I want you to do, what you want to do, but it's what I need you to do. And because he was obedient with the Philippians, he started that church, that's why he wrote them and said, look, you guys supported me. Out of all the things, he said, go back to Philippians. Now, Philippians 10 says, I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now at length you have revived your concern for me. You were indeed concerned for me, but you had not the opportunity. And what he mean by that is a lot of times Paul didn't have a current address. He was moving around, so he probably couldn't find it. But God gave him a permanent address for that time. He was in jail. Yeah, he was in jail. They found out where he were, and they sent him some what? Some gifts, and some money, and all of them to kind of take care of him. Wow, that was all God's plan. And while he was there, he says, I have learned to be content in whatever situation I find myself in. Paul was actually in jail, and he was still content. And God supplied his every need while he was yet in a place where he didn't want to be. Beloved, we're in a place where we don't want to be. We're in a place, we don't want to be in this cold situation. But if we keep doing what God has told us to do and learn to be content here, God will get the glory out of your life more now than you would before. Because you're letting folk know that despite what's going on, my hope is in the Lord. Great is his faithfulness, Lord, unto me. God's a good God. I just want to encourage you today that despite what's going on, despite the fact that, they're going to do some more lockdowns and things are going to get a little worse before they get better, that's okay. You know what? It's got to be part of God's plan. What would happen? How many got to do that, folks? No, you know what? I'm trusting in the Lord with all my heart. I'm not going to lean to my own understanding, because my own understanding said, man, I'm tired of this. I ain't doing this no more. I'm just going to take my chance. No, I'm not leaning to that kind of understanding. Lord said, I got this. Just keep doing what you're doing. And eventually, I'm going to show you that I was in charge all the time. I'm in charge. Everybody want to be Lord? No, God said, I'm in charge. Amen? And as the musicians come on back up here, and we're going to sing one verse, the greatest of faithfulness, and we're going to let you guys go after Brother Eric Frank. I prepared them for that. I bought my hymn, so y'all can sing with me. Well, I can sing a solo. Wait, you want to come sing this? Come on. Come on, BJ. Just the first verse.